98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Five American citizens jailed for years in Iran will fly back to the U.S. today. It's part of a prisoner swap.
President Biden has long been urged to bring home Americans widely seen as hostages used by Iran as bargaining chips. For Iran, this deal frees money it earned from selling oil to South Korea, although the funds deposited in Qatar banks can only be used to purchase goods such as food and medicine. The swap is complex and controversial. It's being condemned by leading U.S. Republicans and Iranian activists who say it will only encourage more hostage-taking.
BBC correspondent Lise Doucette. Also at townhall.com, six Ukrainian deputy defense ministers have been fired following the dismissal 2 weeks ago of the defense minister in a corruption scandal. As heavy fighting continues in the east, one government official provided no explanation for the firing. Another defendant in the Georgia election subversion case is seeking to move his charges to federal court. More from Jennifer King.
Jeffrey Clark is one of 19 people indicted in Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's Georgia election subversion case. Lawyers for the Trump-era acting assistant attorney general are seeking to move the charges against him to federal court. U.S. District Judge Steve Jones will be considering the motion, rejected a similar attempt by former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Clark famously embraced voting machine conspiracy theories and met with the president several times against DOJ policy. Trump backed away from Clark's plan to send a letter to Georgia lawmakers after top DOJ officials threatened to resign in protest. I'm Jennifer King.
Wall Street has moved higher now. The Dow is up 96 points, the NASDAQ adding 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Moorendorf Farms launching and expanding while others quickly die off.
Officials say this summer marked the groundbreaking of a huge vertical farming operation in Virginia. And Kroger says it's expanding its availability of vertically farmed produce. But on the other side of the coin, a five-year-old company called Planted Detroit went out of business just months after the CEO had announced huge growth plans, and two other companies fell into bankruptcy. A grower in Texas-based Eden Green Technology says the mere fact some people are failing while others succeed is going to happen in any industry. Jason Walker reporting.
Louisiana with an unprecedented wildfire season. There were more than 550 fires across the state in August alone. And officials say the season is far from over. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Ukraine's new defense minister has fired six of his deputies, saying a reboot to the system was needed.
Rustem Umerov is seen as a central figure in Ukraine's attempts to grapple with corruption. It was one of the defense minister's apparent priorities when he took office. The ministry continues to work as normal, was his attempted assurance in an online post as he confirmed the sackings of six deputies. Those removed included Anna Malia, who's been a prominent spokesperson since Russia's full-scale invasion last year. She was criticized last week after reporting an eastern village had been liberated by Russian forces, only to then backtrack, saying it was inaccurate and that fighting was still happening.
BBC correspondent James Waterhouse reporting from Kyiv. China has flown 103 military planes toward Taiwan. in a new daily high for the activity the island is considering harassment. Some see it as a campaign of intimidation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again, 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. An inmate from a Kenosha prison is on the loose. Abram Jefferson escaped from the Kenosha Correctional Center Friday. 45-year-old Jefferson was sentenced to 3 years in prison after being convicted in May of 2018 in a Milwaukee County domestic violence case. He was also sentenced to 3 years of extended supervision for a strangulation charge from the domestic violence conviction, plus a year in the House of Correction for battery charges. Jefferson was also sentenced to 11 and a half years in prison in 2002 on charges including robbery with a threat of force. An inmate who escaped from an Oneida prison was found in Virginia on Friday. Wisconsin Department of Corrections says Dustin L. Bone went missing from the minimum security Sanger B. Powers Correctional Center last week Monday. Bone, who was sentenced to 7 years in the prison for a 2016 armed robbery conviction, was found and arrested in Alexandria, Virginia on Friday. Online court records show the 38-year-old Bone was about 2 months away from being released to extended supervision. There's no word on how Bone got to Virginia or how he was located. Severe weather has again led to a nationwide blood shortage.
Jennifer Warren is with the American Red Cross of Wisconsin.
Each day, the Red Cross needs to collect about 12,500 blood donations to meet the needs of patients at about 2,500 hospitals and transfusion centers across the country.
But Hurricane Idalia led to a shortfall of some 30,000 donations last month.
Coming out of that, that's a big part of the reason why we're in this national blood shortage.
You can make an appointment to donate at redcrossblood.org. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A proposal in the Wisconsin legislature wants to make drivers' education more affordable. The bill would create a $6 billion grant program provided to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to make drivers' ed instruction free for students who qualify for free and reduced lunch. Proponents say a payment of $400 to $600 for the lessons is a barrier to some students ages 16 to 18 who can't afford the class. And the Wisconsin Rapid City Council is one step away from approving a new ordinance that would allow ATV or UTV users to operate on most city streets. Mayor Shane Blazer says it's designed to take advantage of what's becoming a form of tourism for many.
I know a lot of families that get together on a weekend and go for a family ride and go get dinner and kind of drive to other communities.
Blazer says allowing travel in the city will allow ATV riders to cross the Wisconsin River, filling in gaps in local trails. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marjorie Klochowski, 96, of Phillips, passed away on August 31st in Marshfield. She is survived by her daughters, Kitty Bessie, Laverne Rondo, and Christine Huff. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandchildren. There will be a memorial service at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Phillips that will be held on September 30th. At 2 p.m., Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marjorie Klochowski, 96, Phillips.
K.B. Hanisch, 72, of Nakusa, Wisconsin, passed away on September 13th following a courageous battle with cancer. Kay is survived by two sons, Brent Mindock of Prentice, and Justin Hanisch of Wisconsin Rapids, two daughters, Carrie Hanisch of Vesper, Wisconsin, and Tracy Mendieta of Port Edwards, Wisconsin, three granddaughters, one grandson, three step-grandsons, siblings Jack Rood, Gary Rood, Judy Kelnoffer, Louis Rood, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. A funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. on Saturday, September 23rd at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, 284 Chestnut Street in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Kay Hanisch.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care. Home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
A lot has happened in the outdoors these past couple of weeks since I've been gone, starting Labor Day weekend. The loss of daylight is really ramped up now. Super noticeable how the nights are getting longer, the daylight hours, of course, shorter. And, of course, more trees and plants are changing colors because of it or drying out. The hunting seasons, of course, are really underway now. The black bear hunting season is in full swing, now allowed to hunt with either dogs and or bait or other legal methods. The bow deer season started this past weekend. That's always a big one. And the goose hunting season is underway now, too. Fall turkey hunting started this last weekend, and rabbit and squirrel hunting. And the ruffed grouse hunting season is open, of course, now, too, in the northern zone. A lot of leaves on the trees yet, so it makes it difficult to be successful grouse hunting at this time yet, but good luck. 7:45 to 8:45 is our minor fish feeding period today if you're on the water, which is cooling down. The afternoon major is from 2 till 4. Tonight's minor is from 8:15 until 9:15. And we're heading towards the autumnal equinox next weekend, so the length of our daylight is just now under 12 hours and 30 minutes. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43. Twilight time was at 6:13. Sunset time this evening is at 7:09. Twilight time is at 7:39. Our moon is waxing crescent, rising after 10 o'clock this morning, close to 10:30, and then setting tonight around 8:30. Weather-wise, it looks like our temperature pattern should be generally above normal by a few degrees most days. Today and tomorrow, generally around 70 for highs, but after that, we could be flirting with 80 or at least 75 plus here, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then backing off again next weekend. Overnight lows will generally be in the 50s. Looks pretty dry for the most part, and then winds are generally out of the south on a daily basis, generally in that 5 to 15 mile an hour range, lighter though for Wednesday and Thursday, picking back up more from the east by next weekend, which should drop the temperature pattern down a bit with chances of rain picking up somewhat too. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny this afternoon with a high of 66. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 45. Tonight, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 70 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Temperatures well above average. Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Looking ahead to the weekend, 75. Friday, 70. Saturday, and 69 on Sunday. Another look at the short range, high of 66 this afternoon. Lows level off around 45 tonight. We should top off around 70 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 57.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Week 2 in the NFL saw the Seahawks beat the Lions in overtime 37-31. Falcons down the Packers 25-24. Nick Folk kicked a 41-yard field goal in overtime as the Titans beat the Chargers 27-24. It was the Bills 38-10 over the Raiders. Buccaneers hand the Bears their franchise record 12th straight loss 27-17. Bengals fall to the Ravens 27-24. Colts beat the Texans 31-20, but they lose quarterback Anthony Richardson, who sustained a concussion in the second quarter. Chiefs beat the Jaguars 17-9. 49ers notched their ninth consecutive win over the Rams, 30-23. Cardinals squander a 20-0 halftime lead and a 21-point lead in the third quarter to lose to the Giants 31-28. Cowboys beat the Jets 30-10. Commanders down the Broncos. Dolphins beat the Patriots. This is SRN Sports. Baseball, the Orioles beat the Rays, but both punched their tickets to the postseason after the Rangers lose to the Guardians. Brooms out this weekend as the Blue Jays sweep the Red Sox, the Tigers swept the Angels, and the Marlins brushed the Braves. Elsewhere, the Astros beat the Royals, the White Sox blanked the Twins, Mets beat the Reds, Nationals over the Brewers. It was the Cardinals beating the Phillies, the Rockies fall to the Giants, Cubs beat the Diamondbacks, Pirates avoid the sweep, they beat the Yankees, and the Dodgers down the Mariners. Padres hand the A's their 103rd loss of the season. That's the most in Oakland's franchise history since 1979. Alabama's out of the top 10 football poll for the first time in 8 years, while Georgia remains number one. Michigan holds the second spot. Texas flips with Florida in number three and four. Rest of the top 10, USC, Ohio State, followed by Penn State, Washington, Notre Dame, and Oregon. This is SRN Sports.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, text 800-888-HOPE. Please play responsibly.
The Atlanta Falcons overcame a 12-point fourth-quarter deficit to beat the Packers 25-24 during Week 2 NFL action in Atlanta. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love passing for three touchdowns, but the defense coughed up 27 first downs, 446 total yards. They are outscored 13-0 in the fourth quarter. Defensive back Jair Alexander says, hard to believe they were up 12 and lost.
Yes, no, it is. Seriously, I thought for sure we had it in the bag. I thought their momentum was down a couple times, but, you know, hats off to them. They play hard.
Alexander dropped a potential pick six that could have helped secure a victory. Instead, the Packers 1-1. They'll host the Saints this Sunday. Week two of the NFL season wraps up with a doubleheader tonight. New Orleans and Carolina meet in Charlotte, while the Steelers play host to the Cleveland Browns in Pittsburgh. Football Badgers held off Georgia Southern 35-14 to improve to 2-1. They open Big Ten play at Purdue on Friday night. Top-ranked volleyball Badgers fell behind 0-2 before rallying for a 3-2 win over third-ranked Florida at the Swamp in Gainesville. Wisconsin now 9-0 on the season. Coach Kelly Sheffield says it was quite a battle.
You know, we battled and we fought. It was, you know, most of the match it was played in, you know, in the mud. And you got to be okay with that. And I'm not sure we've always been great at that the past year or two, when it's just ugly of just being just here. Let's just go and grind and fight. And we did a lot better job of that.
Brewers fell to Washington 2-1 in 11 innings. Nationals salvaged the final game of the series on Sunday. And Steve Stricker won the PGA Tour Champion Sanford Invitational for his sixth win this year. He also set the PGA Tour Champion single season earnings record. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get 5 times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bear tool free up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack.
but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Your radio's found the right place.
You guys have so much music.
One great song after another.
Give me another hit.
98Q Country.
Moved in, I called her.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Chris Jansen, All I Need Is You. Jason Sudeikis played Ted Lasso for 3 years on television. One of the best TV shows of our time, I will say. He started out really on SNL. He was in the movie We Are the Millers. He was in the two Horrible Bosses movies. Did a lot of voice work in animated features. And he's been around. It's like crazy. Jason Sudeikis. Why do I bring him up? Because it's his birthday today. He's 48 years old. Now, the question. Will there be a Ted Lasso fourth season? We'll talk about that coming up.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny this afternoon with a high of 66. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 45. Tonight, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 70 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Temperatures well above average. Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Looking ahead to the weekend, 75. Friday, 70. Saturday, and 69 on Sunday. Another look at the short range. High of 66 this afternoon. Lows level off around 45 tonight. Wish a top off around 70 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
Brand new country. Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cook a fire with a little light. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know, damn near everything I love.
This is so freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this so forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new.
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com. Country.com.
want you. No, I just want you.
Pretty Little Poison. So I watched all three seasons of Ted Lasso. As a matter of fact, when it was time to watch the third season, I watched the first two over again just because I enjoyed them so much. So I went on to season three. Reportedly, the last season of Ted Lasso. And then, rumors started circulating that, well, first of all, that it was the last season. The director said, nope, this is it. We're done. And then Jason Sudeikis said, I don't know if there's going to be a season four or not. So maybe the door is still open for one of our favorite shows with Jason Sudeikis. By the way, once again, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Jason Sudeikis, a.k.a. Ted Lasso. He's 48 years old today.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she can show her pride out of the blue.